Had a debate now for about 5 weeks about the GlassFish commercial support being withdrawn by Oracle, and that has led to some controversy on the internet and in a few blogs about the future of Java EE7 and the platform in general, the enterprise platform. Let's get one thing absolutely straight. Java Enterprise Edition EE is here to stay. And another thing, the second thing to get straight, is that GlassFish, its role is the reference implementation for the Java EE7 platform. Now, who decides what is the feature set for EE7? Well, that would be the umbrella specification group for Java EE7. Which is will deliberate and what goes into the next edition of the platform. And GlassFish's role is to be that reference implementation, which shows that an application server can actually be built that conforms to the specification and actually passes the TCK, which is the testing control kit for the platform. Because now Oracle has taken away commercial support, does not detract from GlassFish's role. In fact, if you really are relying on GlassFish as a production server, you'll find online individuals who are more than willing to help out with support in production. For example, let me name one person, Dr. Johan Vos, who obviously lives in Belgium and helps out with parlays and DevOps and things like that. He can help because he actually does have knowledge of GlassFish internals since version 1. And there are other people that can help out as well there. And so I'm not too concerned with the commercial support credentials for GlassFish. It's there if you need it. It's, I guess, now the open source viability of the project. Of course, with any open source project, it needs to conform to the development standards and practices at the time, which is to be, I guess, fully open source, to allow people to build and compile it easily. And the last time I tried GlassFish, there were still some hardwired dependencies which locked it to, say, Maven or an Oracle server somewhere, which is probably not a good thing. If you want other developers to actually wade in now in their spare time, or perhaps in their 20% time, to help out with GlassFish, fine. So I think Oracle needs to, I guess, as well as having a nice, beautiful website, revamped website, perhaps you need to be more welcoming to outsiders and outside committers. I know there's already quite a few committers because GlassFish has a lot of dependencies on other, I guess, open source projects. For example, Tyvis is the WebSocket. Hibernate validator for Beam validation and things like that. It is, for me, one humongous server to build with lots of dependencies, and I guess you can build it with Maven, but my favorite would be to get rid of Maven and to start out with Gradle. Just like the OpenJFX team and the Android development teams are doing, it would be nice to look at that in the roadmap for GlassFish 5. Now, I believe if we don't get these things like committers and contributors, then people will worry about GlassFish ongoing support. So, and there's a question there for resources. If Oracle are going to take away people from actually working on GlassFish full time, then there's a question mark there for external contributors who need to get up to speed. So we wait with bated breath on the changes for GlassFish.